Joe, I know you don't want to cast aspersions on the Vols, but I think it's plain and simple that if the doors get out early on Tennessee, there is a good chance the visitors will roll over.
Well, I don't know about rolling over, but I do think that it would be a huge help to Vanderbilt if they cannot let Tennessee get their head up early, you know, give them something to get excited about. I mean, I think back really to Lexington, and I think if there's a disappointment in that game when you go back, even though you won that game shouldn't have been that close. You know, everything that Kentucky got early, even into the third quarter, was handed to them. You know, they had the blocked field goal that gave them the only touchdown of the first half. The fumbled punt that gave them the ball on the 10-yard line to set up their next one. You know, if Vanderbilt just takes care of business in those basic areas, you know, the game is over. And I think that's certainly something that's going to be focused on this week. If you do that with Tennessee and let them get on the board early, make a play like that, get fired up, then you're going to be in for a long day. And you might be anyway, but you don't want to give them anything to jumpstart them.
Joe, the other interesting article by Mo Patton and the Tennessean is making the historical comparisons to some former Doors Bowl teams, and some are anointing this team as the best Commodores team ever. I think that's a little premature.
I do too, and I talked to him a little bit yesterday about all that. And you know, I said from my memory, you know, this team didn't have, for lack of a better phrase, the star power that maybe some of those other teams had. Certainly it didn't have the offensive firepower of an 82 team or even back in the 74 teams that Steve Sloan had. And you can certainly go farther back and into the teams that were really highly successful at Vanderbilt. But this team seems to have some of those intangibles that make great teams, a togetherness and intensity. They seem to show up to play every time. You know, now they may not play well, but we haven't had one of those games where people just said, oh, gosh, they were just totally flat and didn't play at all. You know, Mississippi State might come to mind. Duke might come to mind. But I think the other team gets a little credit for those, too. I think I was even quoted in the article saying the best thing is we're talking about this now, and this team still has more hill to climb. You know, this team can still accomplish some great things. And that's kind of got them focused instead of thinking about, wow, what a great year this is. You know, for them, this year is far from over.
How optimistic are they about getting Jamie Graham back on the field Saturday?
Actually, he practiced yesterday, Kevin. I think he'll play. They taped him up. You know, he was even able to run last week. It was the old situation if he could run in a straight line, but it was very painful for him to cut and plant. He ran yesterday and taped up and made some more moves and looked very good. And I think they're very optimistic that he will play.
What about the Chris Nixon 78 yards away from being the school's all-time leading rusher? That one took me by surprise.
It's kind of amazing, but then you think back to the big games he's had. And he's had a few of those 150, 160-yard games in his career. So we talked to Kevin. I think you even mentioned it again yesterday on the air. I couldn't be happier for anybody than I am for Chris. After everything he's gone through over the last couple of years, to be able to get that win Saturday and go into his senior day, you know, leading a team that's going to win at least six and can win seven or eight, I think that gives fans a very special memory of him and hopefully sort of overshadows some of the downtimes that he's had.
I know you don't want to get too much into the point spreads, but I can't remember the last time Vanderbilt was favored over Tennessee in football. It had to be before I got here in the mid-80s. So.
Yeah, I don't know. I was asked that yesterday, and I can't remember it either. I know we're not supposed to pay attention to those things necessarily, but you know, when something like that happens, I think it does get your attention. I don't know when it was. You know, those questions have kind of been asked. We've also, I think Larry Leathers has been asking on not a related topic, but trying to find an answer to something. I was trying to find out the last time a player had two touchdown receptions and two interceptions in the same game, as DJ did on Saturday. I still haven't gotten that one answered. I don't think Larry has either. You might have to go back to the days of two-way football, you know, to find somebody to accomplish that.
Pat Forty's column on ESPN.com, he talks about Vanderbilt and being eligible for a bowl and what all has happened since the last time in 1982. I'll read a couple of them for you. Bear Bryant was not only still alive, but coaching Alabama. Brezhnev was not only still alive, but still leading the Soviet Union. Barack Obama, a 21-year-old undergrad at Columbia. Michael Jackson, Polina Poroskova were hot topics of the day. It's been a while. Put the textbooks down and live it up, Commodores. After 17 consecutive losses, when you've had the chance to become bowl eligible, the 18th try was a charm.
I was wondering when somebody was going to come up with something like that. You know, he forgot to mention, not only was Brezhnev leading the Soviet Union, there was a Soviet Union.
Right, right. There was a Soviet Union. That's correct.
But, it is special, and I think this last 2 weeks of the regular season can be a lot of fun, obviously. There's a lot left to be played for, not only going to a bowl, but which one, and more national notoriety for the guys. It's well-deserved. I don't know if you guys have mentioned it. There are some tickets now available for the game Saturday.
Well, they're 2,000 at last I saw, but the number might be smaller now.
It is probably a little smaller now. The students did not take their full allotment because the Thanksgiving holiday begins. And so some of them, many of them, will leave campus. So there's a little less than 2,000 available. So and why not be there for Senior Day? I think it's going to be a great day.
And women's basketball tonight against Eastern Kentucky.
Yep, ranked number 12, and carrying that national ranking with them, and they'll play Eastern Kentucky at 7:00. And then, of course, the men turn around tomorrow night and play Illinois. Looking forward to that one. Also a 7:00 game.
Joe, thanks a lot.
Okay, guys, see you tomorrow.